All right. Office babe here.
Okay.
Well, I guess as the senior commissioner, it's 9:02.
Is that Jay?
Yep. How you doing? Oh, Jay, you can still call the meeting to order and run the meeting, even though you're not physically here.
All right. So I'm calling. What do you got? 9:02. I got 9:01. We call the meeting to order at 9:00. Okay. We don't have a formal agenda today, but just so that we're all on the same page, we're going to talk about a couple of things. Is Kelly there right now?
Yep.
Kelly and Chris.
Yep. Good morning, Jay.
Chris is there too. Oh, really, Chris? Great.
So we want to talk about.
That again?
Keep going.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we want to talk about the road situation and where we are in the project and what needs to be finished and then how that's going to get finished. I know, Chris, you've got a punch list that you want to go through with Chris. Jake. But first, I think we want to talk about the road and what Kelly's got scheduled, not only with his crew, but also with some vacation time that he has to take before the end of the year. So, Kelly, I'm going to hand the baton over to you, let you at least detail everybody what you got coming up.
Okay. When we talked, and when I talked with you, Chris, the idea was we were going to do a final grade for the roads. Like, that was when the ditching was done, the roads were put together. You're going to come through and do that final pretty grade, you know, finish it off smooth and roll it and the way we like it. But what I'm seeing up there, the roads at this point need to be reshaped, which means we're going to have to dig down into the road to reshape it. It's not a matter of just skimming off 2 inches off the top and smoothing it up. This is going to be more of an extensive than what we were planning on, especially with the ditches not being complete. Salins and lower Bristol stock and places like that that basically a mess. If we were going to do the $2,000 that I told Jake to take us, that was for a grader and an operator. Not for me, not for Jeff, not for a truck, not for hauling out ditch material.
That's their expertise anyway. So their plan is that because of the pumps and everything's back ordered now, like you said, Jay, we're going to go from the fire hydrant to the yard hydrant. We're going to fill the lines. He's going to fill the lines, get it pressure tested, and start working with getting the trench paving done. He's actually got calls on the Bryant to actually have them do the patch, and that way they can have it high the way they want it, and then they can overlay. So it's really a matter of just, you know, and then scheduling Jake's guy to come in, do the ditch work the way you want it, and maybe, you know, the three of us have to have a walk on the roads and see what you want, and schedule like next week to start getting that going. So then you're coming in and just doing your gravel part. These guys with the grader and your expertise on the grader be that, and let him go because he's got the excavators with the cleanup buckets and all the other stuff that you don't have.
Right.
And you're not ditch work guys. I mean, you know.
We do it, but we're not.
Well, you haven't done your job either. So, so I think you had to deal with him as far as the grader work. But let's concentrate with what you have as a tool.
Right.
What
I was hoping for was there's nothing stopping him from doing the dirt work.
That means the ditch work.
The ditch work, cleanup. Nothing stopped for the last 3 weeks. I didn't know we were going to get into October with this.
Right. Well, I was hoping to be done with the whole project by now.
Yeah, so I don't know. He bugged out and took everything and went away. I thought, because now we've got a big project next week. We're gone. Basically, from now until the end of next week, we're on that culvert job.
Yep.
The week after that, Columbus Day weekend, I'm hoping to take that week off. I still got too much time to take.
Yeah.
And I don't want anything to stop that because I won't be a happy boy.
That's the week of the 12th.
That's the week of the 12th.
Yep.
Tony's also off that week. So that puts in the week after that. We should have paving. And the paving's the second part of this, but
this should have been
ready for us. It's beyond now timing for us. Once the leaves start falling, the whole game changes. Now we've got to blow leaves before we grade. And that gets to be a pain because you can't grade a road with leaves on it. You just can't grade them into the material. It's just not right. So now we're going to be blowing leaves in preparation for grading. It's turning into more than what I had figured on. Big games to get up there and get this done.
Yeah, well, I know they're up there now on the tank, so I guess we'll see from there.
I understand the pavement because they wanted to check the line and do everything, but as far as the dirt work, I'm not too thrilled that it's not done.
Okay.
Yeah, he's asking me on that. That's not helping us at this point, though. At this point, he needs to have that road, so we just have to give it a day of grading, not 3 days, including reshaping and redoing. If you drive those roads now, you're up and down, you're over, you're bumpy. Not good for plowing, not good for travel. Not what we want.
Based on the schedule you just gave us, Kelly, what is realistic now for when you could get to it? I mean, it sounds like even if they don't do it this week, you can't get to it till the week of the 19th.
Right. Well, they're not going to get to it this week. We're going to have all rain Wednesday.
Right.
So
if it's ready by the 19th when you come back from vacation, is that acceptable?
Yes.
I mean, is that what we should aim for now?
That's what we basically have to.
Okay.
And after that, we're into something else.
So, Chris, sorry.
That may have been your follow-up question about paving. It's been Brian.
Yeah.
I know we pushed him off.
Right.
They were supposed to start this week.
Right.
They're supposed to be here by tomorrow.
Got a call from Leslie Bryant this morning. She's very concerned. She got the call about the patchwork. It puts her in a predicament because that's two more days on the job for her. They don't like to pave, and I'm sure you know this, Chris. 45 degrees and up is pretty much their breaking point. And if it's not going to hold above that, then it's going to shorten our window. Jake didn't pull the trigger on getting the patchwork done. He wanted an estimate. So whether they have to come out and remeasure it, or he somehow needs to be, the whole quote has to be done again on Brian's behalf.
Right.
They gave an estimate way back.
The trench.
For the patching for the trench. But now he wants Brian to do it. So.
Well, if they do all the ditch work and cleanup, like I said, you're gone the week of the 12th. But when were they scheduled to pave?
They're waiting for me.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
All right.
But if we go out, we can't go out 3 weeks. I'm thinking that same week we can be grading and then paving.
The 19th.
The 19th.
Right. Yep.
That's going to be tough. But
right.
That's about the last doable thing.
Right. Well, let's push for the 19th.
Okay.
I mean, that gives them 2 weeks at their end.
I told Brian I'd call after this meeting and tell them because she's anxious to hear. But as far as the patchwork, that's Jake's deal. That's not my deal. So he has to pull the trigger on spending the money, his money, to do that.
Right. Oh yeah, no. I mean, even the grading, he was helping him out.
I don't know what he'd do if I said now that it's too late for us to grade it. I won't do that because we got to finish this project. So all in all, I guess that's the week.
Yeah.
That week of the 19th that we're talking about.
Now, from just looking at the calendar, I don't think that's an issue.
Okay.
Especially where his guys are there now, if they're finishing up the tank this week, I know we got rain tomorrow.
That's with or without the project, that's it's still going to get
there. Oh, yeah, no, right.
If they did the job right, I wouldn't worry about these.
Does the 45, you're talking about 45 degrees.
Yeah.
Include nights as well for the set, or do you just have them while they're working?
There's no frost on the ground either, so usually it's 45 degrees. You know, like when you look at like a winter day, the pavement, the ground temperature has to be 45 degrees.
Now, as long as you're talking about during the day, that's fine, because at nights we are getting.
So if they start the project at 7 in the morning, it's about 45 inclines.
Okay, that's
drive.
Fine. Okay.
You just don't want them driving on frost.
Understand.
I mean, I've paved cold rain before, and some of it
we want an excellent job, though.
Right.
So the better we can do it, the better off. So that's pretty much the deadline.
Yep.
So you two could work simultaneously, because you'd be paving down this way and grading on this side. So it won't be
well, the grading should be done. That you know, that
it
should work. I mean, there's a couple of rocks that the one Lee's still complaining about picking up that he's got to get to. And
so, Chris, you're going to go up and get commitment from them today on this?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So we can confirm that on Thursday.
I mean, and unfortunately, well house aside, there's still missing pumps, but we got to, I mean, you know, the key really right now is to get the roads done, you know, for if and, you know, that winter thing. I mean, as far as the well house, you know, luckily on this whole project, there's no gun to our head. When we took on this, we took the loan, we did, you know, go to 2021. There's not like an administrative order and DES is fine. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to rush the well house construction and do something half-assed in there either, but we need to get the tail end, the road part of it.
Got it. Yep.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
The other part for me is the Class 6 road and how we're going to find out where that was and where it needs to be. And I was up there the other day, and they must have poured excess concrete. There's like a concrete slab over there where
right.
the Class 6 road is, so that can't be there.
That's all got to get ripped out. That's part of their job. That's why I'm going to go see them now.
So refining that road.
Well, we know where it is through the survey. Well, I surveyed what was there.
Yeah.
So now we're looking at that one pin that doesn't even look right. I got to check with our surveyors. I guess the guy who did the survey is dead. Or died, I should say. They're trying to find who's got his records and that stuff. And for that there's a couple iron pins, but they're way out in the woods. And I'm like, Jesus, is that actually the right of way out there? And I mean, it's, you know, things weren't built. That's, you know, trouble with all camp roads that,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody built a road, but the, you know, the actual right of way is 30 feet away.
So are the pins more likely to be accurate than the.
Oh, yeah, I'd take a surveyor's pin than just a woods road that went around in a circle.
Yeah, hey, Chris. This is Jay. If you take a look, and I believe we don't have that homeowner's application yet in. And do we also, Donna, have his septic design? I know
who
are
we talking about?
Nine Rhine.
Nine.
Well, you should have got a foundation in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. So on that homeowner's septic design, it actually shows where the Village District's Class 6 road is surveyed. And it is basically, if you look at that map, to his pins that are in the woods. He also draws on that map the existing road, which basically goes across the Village District's lot. And, you know, as Kelly had pointed out, there's concrete that has been leveled and poured out on that road. So I guess this is going to be quite confusing to actually know where that road is because I took another look at it this weekend and it was quite interesting as to the driveway where the homeowner actually runs down the Class 6 road and then eventually veers off to his property. And the service line, the water service line, which is now in the ground, also runs along the Class 6 road. It's not a water main. It's a water service line, and it probably runs for almost 100 feet before it passes the boundary line onto his property. So that's going to be a good discussion point later on. I don't want to bog this meeting down with it. But, yeah, we need to get definition on when you bring that surveyor back, Chris, as to where the road actually is on a map and where we physically want it to be for ease of driving around.
Yep.
You guys actually have the drawing there in the office?
Yeah, we do, Jay.
Okay.
Did I get a copy of this?
Uh-huh.
I was curious when I was up there that between your new building and that, those trees, where that Class 6 apparently goes, it's kind of tight. That's the setback, you know, wherever that road is, where it turns,
right,
wraps right around your new building.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't know who, you know, and this is a survey. I don't, this, you know, this doesn't have a...
No, this, because this has his
driver.
Property out through the road.
Yeah, I guess they look at the old plans anyway. I don't know why he's got this big curve in it, which is weird. Unless that whole thing is bigger, more area than you.
So does the district own everything, I assume, on the inside of that circle?
Yeah.
Is that all Idlewild property inside
that
circle?
That's a lot, but we don't know. Again, we always, you know, took the assumption that the Class 6 road was pretty much the center line of the edge.
Yeah. Well, we can't, I don't think we should guess at it. It's something we need to know.
All right, yeah. Do some research and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you were having your surveyor come up to start shooting all the...
Yeah, when they're done with, you know, the layout of the round of the tank,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have built that, you know, as far as where a door is and where the overflow is, and the, you know, because everything was kind of pivoting.
Okay. Well, was he going to go around and do, like, where all the gate valves are and where the shutoffs are and all that?
Yeah, and then he's
going to
get the ledge probes for
mm-hmm.
Lakeview.
No.
Okay, all right. You mentioned he was going to be coming up here.
Yeah, so it's probably next week.
Okay. And is he the same person who would research that on?
Well, our surveyors. I mean, we've got a whole survey.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, that's all I got. So I can tell them 19th, get the grant.
Yep. No, I mean, like I said, it's...
But you could tell Jake... patchwork is on him.
Right.
He needs to set that up with Brian.
Yeah, however.
2 days ahead of time.
Right.
I'm assuming that has to be prepped for the paving, too. He's going to have to...
Well, they get
soft,
but they got to dig it all out and recompact. And,
right.
Yeah, so he would do that for Brian anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Brian's not really going to prep, you know.
No.
Jake would be ahead of them prepping all that.
Okay.
So if he did that, you know, that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with Brian and then paved everything on the 19th, you don't need to be here for the prepping and, you know, that other stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, because you're out the weekend as well. Okay.
I'm not leaving town, so.
No, we don't bug you. I'm just,
no,
just looking at
I want it. Whatever it takes.
Huh?
So, whatever it takes.
So, Chris, you're going to communicate that to Jake, his responsibility?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, whether he paves it or Brian paves it, it's got to happen before that later, that Columbus Day week.
Okay.
But no matter if Brian was paving it, Dawson would still be digging it out, prepping it, saw cutting, you know, getting it ready to pave.
Yeah. And, Kelly, before... we dropped the subject of paving. I know there was that question at number 43 Aspen about possibly putting a new culvert underneath that guy's driveway entrance. Did you want to talk to Chris about that, or are you going to do a site visit maybe?
I'm having a brain cramp. 43 Aspen?
Well, I thought we said that...
I thought we told the guy it wasn't possible.
Yeah, it's not feasible.
Yeah, I looked at it again, Jay, and that's way more than, even if it was feasible, it's a huge job.
Yeah, okay. You just want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right. Move on.
So, Jay, what's next on your agenda?
Let me just take a look here real quick. Okay, we got the survey. I don't know if yet. Chris and Kelly, I know two culverts were installed by Dawson's back in the middle of the summer.
Right.
Have we come to a conclusion on that? I know there was an anticipated cost of having those installed. I know Jake went ahead and just did them on his own, but I'm not sure if he's going to be asking for compensation for that or not.
He hasn't sharpened his pencil now that he actually knows what it costs to put in, and he's, you know, I've asked him a couple of times, but he hasn't even gotten us the bill for that.
Yeah, because we need to know that, because we're just sort of cruising along at this point thinking it was a freebie.
Right. Yeah, I'll bring that up to him again.
Okay. And I think, have you already taken a ride with Kelly yet, Chris?
No, I just got here just before the meeting.
Okay. Yeah, Kelly, you might want to show Chris, if you are going to do a site visit, take him down Salins, because I know that road was used a lot for storage of materials, and there's a lot of material debris that's still down there, including some high-density polyethylene pipe. There's a 40-foot section down there, some road signage, and some other things. I don't know how you're going to reconstruct that road to get those ditch lines back in, but it's something that needs to be considered, obviously, before things get wrapped up.
Yeah, that's on Jake. He did the other road real, and I was satisfied with that. I'm assuming the same thing will happen.
Which one's that?
Okay.
Oh, he did.
Like the end of Bristenstock and the dead end.
Yep.
Or Aspen. Okay. Come out great. So.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't, you know, we're kind of in a lull for the last couple of weeks, and, you know, DN Tanks is done. They got the leak test done, and the fire kind of burned itself out over here.
Yeah.
Got to get it reignited.
Yeah, exactly
going.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of petered out and just.
Well, the whole building, you know, it's just the whole momentum changed when parts, you know, you lose that momentum when you can't get one thing, why bother doing half a thing? And, but now we're getting the timing is. I don't know where the summer went. It went somewhere, but yeah.
Those foundations got to clean those paved ditch culverts too.
Right.
We did get something from Dawson. She's just trying to find that was.
Yeah. There's a change on it.
Oh, yeah, that's the old one, though. You don't have a new one.
Ooh. I thought that's.
Well, we'll get the date on that. So we had that last week's meeting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe it was an old one. Yeah, just give us a second here to try to find that. Maybe that was their original estimate from prior to the work being done. Yeah, that quote we looked at last week, Jay, we're thinking that maybe that was from several months ago, not after the fact change order or request for a change order.
She would have sent it to me a copy of that.
Are you talking about the two culverts?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that was going to be a change order, and it had a price tag with it, and we never did decide to go forward with it because I believe we thought Kelly and his crew could obviously do that far less expensive than what was being proposed.
Okay. What's the date?
Yeah. One other thing, Chris. I know.
Yeah, July. That was July 15th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that you received an email, Chris, that was forwarded from the office from a homeowner in regards to some boulders that were set aside on the property.
Right. That's yep. on the list. Yeah.
Time to clean up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So this.
I know personally there's a lot of vacant lots along Bristenstock and Aspen in which boulders were sent basically over the embankment. And I know I had my house when I was building it. I had a couple of good-sized eggs that were pulled out of the road for the installation of the service line, the service link. And those boulders were pushed over the embankment, and they actually sat on top of my chambers of my septic system. So with regards to those boulders that just may be sitting in wooded property, we may not think that there's an actual owner to those because we don't see a house, we don't see a driveway or a car, and you just assume, wow, let's just leave them there. But I know it will maybe come back to bite us where homeowners, excuse me, property owners may see these boulders and find them to be newly added additions to their property and may ask us 6 months or 6 years from now to have them removed because they were never there before. So just want to make sure we get everything cleaned up.
Oh, yeah. No, I got to walk the whole thing piece by piece, and I'll actually walk it and spray them up so, I mean, they can see them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's part of what I was going to do today is kind of
just do a last walk through
and, you know, meet the guy. Now the guys up there working on the tank itself, go over the tank aspect and walk the roads and clean up rocks and kind of start developing a punch list.
Okay.
All right. I don't have anything else for Chris. Kelly, you have anything else on your list?
Nope.
Okay. Paul or Kathy, how about yourselves?
Oh, I think we're good.
If Brian wants to come in that Monday and do Jake's stuff and continue, I mean, you don't have to start out of that Monday.
You're talking about the 19th?
If they want to come in and do everything starting the 19th, that's fine, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I don't think they want to leave this stuff here over the weekend.
No, and then, too, when they depends on how fast they can trench and pave and then pull, you know, if they're all going to come together, I mean, it can't happen. I mean, it's just a trench. It's just a, you know, 4-foot-wide trench, so it's not like we're you know, just cross cuts all over the place.
No,
it should go pretty fast. It's the matter of getting the means and methods of getting them there.
Yep. All
right.
No, I'm good.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, Chris, for coming up.
Okay. Well, the other thing, reason I really wanted to talk to you is I gave my notice at Jones and Beach.
Oh.
Yep. I was, again, my last day is October 9th. I was hoping all these projects I've been working on would have been done. I'm starting my own business, just doing water and septic and clean water for the present and future, just CSA Environmental. So, again, I still want to try to, on my own company, work with you guys, but... Jones and Beach at this point, I guess, with these couple projects I have here in North Country, they're going to keep me on as a consultant back to them.
You'll still be our guy until we get wrapped up.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and then, you know, as a transition, you know, looking at, you know, hydraulic modeling and all that stuff, I mean, I'd like to still keep working for you on my own, that's all. But, again, that's your decision. Okay. But I just, unfortunately, I just, COVID-19 really kind of brought the worst out of people, and I was still working 60-hour weeks, and you know, we had 25-year-old engineers. I mean, I'm trying to put people down, but, I mean, it's unfortunately, we've got a new society out there of kids, and just frustrating. I don't know what, you know, how our society's going to work anyway with the work ethic that's out there, and, you know, I think COVID-19 isn't done yet. I mean, I figure it's just easy to put a shingle on my basement office and stay at home and not deal with the politics of the office and COVID and just, you know, if I'm going to keep working hard, I might as well work hard for myself.
Right.
Now, where do you live, Chris?
In Nottingham.
Nottingham?
Yeah. So it's only, well, it's my radius. I'm working for Bartlett now. I'm working for, you know, all over the state, really. I mean, with water system work. And so I'm going to I'm going to be doing drinking water, septic systems, environmental permitting and stormwater. Sticking with the water aspect.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Hey, Chris, what about roads? Are you going to be involved in roads at all, road drainage, as you just mentioned?
Yeah. From a stormwater standpoint, I'm going to keep working on culverts and, you know, looking at pavement assessments.
Okay.
So.
And like the tight tank project that we did here?
Yeah, that's all environmental tight tanks, any groundwater discharge permits, anything like that. Just small little projects. Keep it simple.
So, Chris, just a quick question for Chris. With this consulting business that you're going to create, I know the previous water engineering firm that we had, which was Fluid
Consulting.
Well, Paul Fluid was retired, and And then there's Bruce Lewis, who's another water engineer. He's also retiring. So I'm kind of just going to stick and fill their niche. Bruce retiring. He's 71, and with Paul Fluitt gone. So there's not a lot of small water system engineers out there. So I'm going to kind of fill that niche and just really stick with, you know, providing that service for people like you or other, you know, other districts, co-ops. And
I guess my question is with like the LIDAR mapping and those electronic documents that Jones and Beach has.
Yeah, they're gonna sign off and give me all of that stuff.
Okay.
I spent $11,000 on my computer system at my house.
Okay.
I bought a full plotter and I have two big fancy monitors now. I don't even know how people work with two, but everyone says I need two monitors.
Okay.
But the whole AutoCAD software, so I bought all that.
Okay. All right. But we own all that information. We own since we paid.
Right. Yep.
The engineer.
Yeah.
We can bring that to any.
Oh yeah.
Any,
no, you can bring it back to Du Bois King, the LIDAR mapping and whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, what we do, I mean, we all work, as consultants, we all work together with each other, where what you do is we just sign an indemnification that, you know, AutoCAD, it's a release document that, you know, you're taking the AutoCAD drawing as is, no guarantees type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What you do with it is up to you.
Okay.
So, Chris, let me just tap you from one more question. I don't want to get too far off the subject, but... asset management, are you going to be somewhat involved in that, at least in mapping, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to do, is, you know, kind of get away from the larger company that I was doing is, you know, the bigger picture on stuff, you know, not say Walmarts, but, you know, Walmarts and bigger stuff, and just stick with small client relations and, you know, kick it down and just hands-on stuff.
Okay.
That's what I've done for the last 30 years.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you.
And I was hoping for things to be done by now, but, you know, with COVID and just ordering stuff. And I mean, we're fortunate enough that at least I was getting emails when we first started this with DN Tanks about a force majeure, you know, like a walkout type thing. If COVID got too bad, they were going to cancel the project. You know, the whole world, you know, we were lucky we got through it as well as we did here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I know the state of New York, you know, was shut down for so long, and Vermont and Maine's still pretty tough over there. But I knock on a plastic table. Why we've been so fortunate around here.
Well, they say live free or die, right?
Yeah.
Take on the old meaning.
I mean, but I think we're, you know, probably one of the most fortunate states in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so far.
So far. Well, that's what I, you know. And that's what I worry that, you know, with colder weather. I mean,
when I go to my
office now, I have my own office. I shut my door and I open my window.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're all supposed to walk around the common areas with masks. But how well does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Right.
Let's get moving, you guys. We got a lot of
things. All
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much. Get well and get this good.
Yeah.
Well,
good news for you for going on your own. That's always
a difficult thing
to do.
And grab some donuts.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the guys up there want them.
Look at us,
Chris.
Thank you.
You got your guys. Thank you, Jay.
All right, thank you. Donut.
Yeah. I know. Nice to meet you.
Take care.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Do we want to jump into budget?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to let you start because I got somebody ringing my doorbell. I'll be right back.
Should we start with Kelly's stuff since that way he doesn't have to sit
for
all the water stuff? The line items that affect Kelly. That would be.
So one of the things, and I know when Ron got the budget that we did for the end of August, that he put the percentage column in and just to see kind of where we were year to date. And we do have to keep in mind that there's a lot of stuff that comes in January that ends up being
I don't care when the bills show up, but we have to figure out. I agree.
Okay.
It's like, what are we committing to by December 31st?
Right.
Committed is what matters, not when the bills come.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what we have to worry about. So. You know, this whole thing about when the bills show up is just
Yeah.
No, but we do.
It's not like we have January expenses. These are December expenses we have to pay in January.
Right.
Understood.
Yeah.
This is not a cash flow.
I did speak with Catherine yesterday, and there is QuickBooks that she can put anticipated, or also we can put it on this spreadsheet also.
This is a spreadsheet that generates off of QuickBooks?
No. This is something we print the profit and loss off, and then we
create this. Why don't you just add a comment that says uncommitted? And we dollars, just put it in here.
That's fine.
I mean, I'm just suggesting that you can do whatever you want. But
yes. No. I just,
I don't care.
Like Catherine said, there was something in QuickBooks that we could do it if that's something that you want to do. Otherwise, I suggested to her if we put it in, and she said you can do either way.
Well, let's go through highways and streets, I guess.
Okay.
So full-time staff, that is what it is, right?
Yep.
Yep.
We're 75% of the way done with the year, right? 20
yep.
We're 9 months in. So bonus part-time staff is really the question because we're at 85%, and we're gonna I don't know how does that work. Does Tony always work? I don't know how. I'm unfamiliar with this. Does
no,
he always work the
up.
Same number of weeks or number of hours every week or?
He has, because we've had these projects and
people
lockdown. So typically wrap up in the next 3 weeks or so. What I'm going to recommend, and it's up to you guys, but I think it's a good idea, is that the 2 weeks that we're working on the bird drop culvert, that money from the warrant goes towards his pay. We've done that in the past. So that's going to save us 2 more weeks of his work here.
And do you think there's enough room?
Right now, with what I've bought, I still have $3,000 left.
Okay.
He typically is around 800 a week, so I can definitely fit it in. At least definitely one of those weeks, depending if we get any snags, which I don't see.
So is there anything else you have to purchase for that bird golf cover?
We got the header walls done. The header wall, yes. The header wall and the culverts, those are the big ones. The rest is aggregate, and we're going to reuse the majority of what's there.
Okay.
Maybe a little cover, gravel to over the top, minimal. So.
How much was that? That was a Warren article?
That's the Bergdorf culvert. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're getting an excavator in, too.
Excavator's going to be here next week.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a $4,500 savings right there. That helped us big. So that money that we saved.
So for part-time, we'll put 2 weeks of his thing against this.
Against
he's got another couple weeks. But so then he won't be working until...
Yeah, I'll save
plowing.
Money for plowing, part-time plow, if needed.
Okay.
So that... I'd like to keep $1,000 for that.
Mm-hmm.
So more or less.
Was that enough?
We didn't even use them until after the first of the year.
That's true. Most of it was January, February, March. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's hit or miss, but we've never...
So what 2 weeks are we going to put against the Bergdorf culvert? Do you guys know how to do that?
Well,
I'll give it to him. I mean, I'll mark his time card.
Okay.
Where he's been. Today he's out there. Tomorrow he's off. Thursday we'll be out there.
Okay.
And all next week.
Okay.
So whatever days, I'll note it on his...
And will he be working the week you guys are both on vacation or no?
He's not supposed to.
Okay.
Jeff has plenty to do because it's blowing leave time, and that's what he'll be up to. That's a one-man job. So. But like I said, I'm in town. I just need a break.
Nobody said he's on vacation, too, Jeff.
No, he said Tony was going
to.
Tony's on vacation. Oh, I'll say he said Jeff. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll take.
So we think that this part-time staff number is probably about right.
Yeah.
We're probably going to spend all this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But we're not going to go over is the goal.
We will not go over.
Okay.
Yep. Just a quick question on the header that you talked about. Obviously, what's down there now, those big concrete blocks, are you going to use the same materials or you got a different idea?
No, I got a precast header coming in from Phoenix Precast. They're going to bring it in next Tuesday and set it in place for us because it's pretty big.
Okay.
But it's ideal. It's what happened with that culvert, the undermining, and what caused the failure. This will correct that.
Yeah, because that was the thing I was gonna bring up was that obviously the undermining was those cracks between those blocks that were never shored up with concrete. I think a lot of water got in there and undermined the road, and eventually, of course, the pipe did so as well. But
this will correct that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, so on-call comp, we only have 150 on the spent.
Yeah, and that's we're going to get calls, but we'll start getting that when the snow starts coming.
Right.
But we won't touch that.
Okay. Overtime.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had a quick question on the on-call comp. Is that the $50 a weekend? Is that what that number represents, or is that?
Yes. That is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
50 a week split between me and Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
So that
okay.
That will be.
We only have 5 weeks. We only have 3 weeks left in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need 4, 8, 12. Yeah, 13 weeks in there.
That wasn't
feasible.
Yeah. So we need 10
that's
more weeks.
That's going to be a set cost.
Yeah.
So we need 10 more weeks, which is another 500.
I think what happened
here
was.
Go back to when the
2,600 divided by 52 is $50 is $50 a week.
This goes back to the big follow up.
Yeah, there was
a big follow up that, and then Kelly was on call.
Too much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was. So we need another $500.
You
we're going to have to
correction,
find
but then there was a.
Okay. Yeah.
All
right.
Yep.
So we're missing $500 here. We're going to need another $500.
Yep.
We're just making note of that. I wouldn't let's worry about later where it comes from.
Yep.
Overtime, we're at 65%. We've got $4,700 left.
And that's Jeff and Kelly working overtime for plowing.
So really just see if plowing, if we get a lot of storms,
right.
But otherwise we might not need all this
right.
Or any of it,
yeah,
hopefully.
That looks fine to me.
Okay.
I think that highway and streets is going to come in just about right. equipment and maintenance, we're doing very well. We will get into some fall things, but...
So what is repair, maintenance, and supplies? Is there anything you need there, like chains, or is there any equipment that you need that you know now that you're definitely going to need? Or
yes, but that's figured into this. That was inflated in preparation for a big repair.
Hey, Kelly, what about the new winter tires for the new Dodge that's sitting over at the service center? We're going to need new tires. Is that going to come out of this line item, I believe?
No, I'm going to get that from the truck warrant.
There's still money in the truck warrant.
There was. Okay, great. Thank you.
And actually, that was Dinah's suggestion to take the cost of the truck, the outfitting, but add another $2,000 or so for the winter tires and making sure we got everything we needed to put that truck into service.
But okay. I guess what we're trying to do here is identify... Is there any money left over in any of these lines potentially? I understand that something could come up, but with $16,000, you know, boy, definitely I'm going to need $2,000 or $3,000 or $10,000, whatever the number is, because I need to get X. That's what we're trying to figure out today.
Like from repair maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean tires, blades,
supplies,
plows,
anything
chain.
You can think of that you would need for the winter.
We wouldn't need more than $3,000.
Okay. That's
the last year I remember was a number like 11,000.
We needed two trucks that needed tires. Mm-hmm. Both of those trucks. One's a 550, which we don't have. Okay. New trucks coming with tires, and the tires are fine on the existing truck. So
if all things, if nothing major breaks, potentially we have about 13,000 extra there.
Right.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Now, are there any bills outstanding for that area? Anything we've committed to that we haven't paid? Okay.
Yeah. I just see this tools and equipment. That chainsaw, I don't think I put it towards, is there a special? That's going to there.
And you put it into maintenance?
I would say put it into, so I'm going to have to change that.
That was a couple, a few hundred, though, wasn't it?
$799.
Okay.
So.
That gives you another 700. That'll cover our on-call.
Yeah.
Okay, so fuel, pretty, really low.
Yeah, the fuel gets consumed mostly by the grader, and now the grader's going to be slowing up. So the fuel's going to slow down real quick here. We actually...
I wonder if that was high because just prices have gone down on fuel, too, or...
Could be. I know that, I believe that was raised, that budget line from previous years.
So potentially there's some money
yes.
to be had here. This is good.
I'd say there absolutely be money there.
Okay.
Not, I can't say what, because fuel's related to storms. Tools and equipment, we're doing very well. I don't anticipate any tools, except for minor.
We'll put the chainsaw in that category, but
right.
even with that, we're still,
we'll
way ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That next line item, that was typically if you had to, that was subcontract down here, communication repairs, equipment, radios,
right.
In the trucks.
Yeah, we are going to need a radio in the new truck.
Under which
unless
line
can,
are you at?
Unless we can
the next
reuse.
One, communication equipment
okay.
repairs.
Actually, we can reuse the one on the 550, so we're not going to need a radio.
Yeah, because that radio on the 550, that channel's already set to our channel.
Yeah.
We don't want to be giving that away.
No, just installation, because they have to do the antenna properly. So that's mine.
Okay. Salt.
All right, road, salt. we're going to use all of that. It's right around $3,000 per truckload. One, two, we can fit two truckloads in the building now because it's empty. And then it all has to do with ice storms and we'll get... I wouldn't anticipate anything left there. So I wouldn't count on using anything from that.
So you're thinking maybe you're going to need three truckloads.
I'm thinking we're going to need a minimum of four.
Well, and you don't have enough money. You'll need $12,000 then. You're going to be a little over, potentially.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know, but...
Yeah, right. But the beauty of the salt is I can order it, and they'll have it within a couple of days, so I don't have to buy all of them. If I go over, then I'm going to have to go over. But the sand is going to be... We're going to have quite a bit of money left in the sand. But the full shed, we have an excess behind the building.
Yeah, I don't know if Paula remembers. It was sort of right before you came on board that Kelly got word that Coleman's was having a...
I remember that.
He said, it's crazy for me not to do it. It was 30 or 40%.
And you're fully stocked right now, so you might... I mean, if we have money left at the end of the year, we should probably restock what you have at that point. We know in December that we're in good shape, so that it doesn't have to come out next year, which
right.
lowers next year's budget.
That's what we could do. Sand's always been our buffer.
Let's see.
Because we can
okay.
do truck by truck with that.
But there's definitely money here that'll be left over.
Easily $8,000. Easily. Maybe better.
Okay.
So on culvert, it looks like there's over $4,000 left. But let me just ask about how the culvert pricing works. I know, for example, we installed a couple of culverts on people's driveways this year, and we get reimbursed for that. So when we purchase those culverts, does it actually come out of this line item? And then how does the reimbursement by the homeowner come back into the village district? Does that just go to the unassigned fund balance?
No, that goes into the culvert balance.
But we have a separate line item for income, because you could do it either way. And so
right.
you can either take the total cost of it and then you subtract on that same line item the offsetting amounts. Or I think the way that Catherine says to do is you should show your total expenses, but then you can show your total income so it's not blended together. So
right.
there'll be a line item under income, which would be income from
we have
so right.
But not on this budget. It's
right. So we'd have to make a note on the bottom of this page that even though we spent $371,000 out of our operating budget, we received $2,500 in offsetting income.
Yep.
So So that instead of netting it out, they like to see it total expenses, but then total offsetting income.
Okay. So for the two culverts recently installed on Idlewise Drive at number 47 and 49,
but we don't say 30 people ask for culverts next year. We won't have enough in our operating budget.
No, it,
right.
You don't know how many. I mean, that's a weird way to what? I don't understand that.
Yeah, they like to see the total that you expended and then the total income.
Ask for next time who they are
that you received based on that instead of netting them out. It's like
But this is just a summary sheet for our working purposes. This isn't an audit sheet. This isn't our budget.
Correct.
So I mean, because to me, at the end of the day, we spend it, our budget
is net.
That's included in our budget.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the positive thing, the income.
That number there doesn't show the driveway culverts we did.
That's the total that we expended, not less anything that we've been reimbursed for.
So where in here are the reimbursements?
It doesn't. Have we gotten it? Any of you been reimbursed?
Yeah, I'm just looking. This is at for Gretchen.
Yeah.
We should spend that money if we got money back.
We billed it to a service,
mm-hmm.
the culvert service.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got the payment,
we'll check that.
Yeah. Went into the undeposited fund. But I put it towards
the
line item, I thought I did.
Because like when we got money from the capital reserve fund for the truck repairs,
mm-hmm.
instead of putting it against the truck repair number, it was told to us to keep it separate. So our truck repairs, they were $80,000, but then over here we got $30,000 out of our capital reserve fund.
But somewhere on a summary sheet that should show, so we know how much money we have spent, right?
So,
because otherwise it looks like we spent the money
and there's nothing to offset it.
We can't spend it on something else that way. But if it's been offset, shouldn't we be able to spend it on something else?
That's a good question. If it's income,
it's sort of like the money. What about the income we got for doing the roads over in Rockhouse Mountain, $1,800?
Yeah.
Right. Where does that
shouldn't
go
that
back
be
to?
Reflected somewhere in here.
Not in this spreadsheet, because I think to what Kathy had said is that your income needs to be shown separately. Yes, you can identify it as reimbursement for calcium chloride, but you need to show what your expenditures were, but then you have another page that would show what your income was.
Say we spent that money. So if this shows we're over budget by $1,800, that's okay because we have this income somewhere else to offset.
Well, we can modify the spreadsheet to include that.
I mean, we should. I mean, to you guys, I mean, to me, we're trying to make sure we don't go over budget, right?
Right. And
if we have income offsetting this, isn't that? Yeah. I mean, I'm just
in an income account.
Yeah.
It's not into the culvert.
Okay.
I'm just asking.
We can't take driveway, but we have to be careful because income from driveway permits we can't spend. That doesn't go against our operating budget, even though we got.
Where does it go?
It's an income account. We can't spend it. It's cash flow, but it doesn't offset the approved budget amount, even though we got the income.
So this is probably it shouldn't go in an income account then?
It should.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, we have to be careful with the income. Maybe we have to decide what the income is from. If it's from a driveway permit, then just
so we can never ever spend the money, it's just sitting in the bank?
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it goes at the end of the year, it would go into the unassigned cash flow. I don't know, Jay, what happens to that money?
Yeah, so at the end of the year, roughly this time of the year, we're going to be getting ready to set the tax rate for the following year. So this is a great exercise we're doing now. We need to realize what we think we're going to have in excess funds from unspent money in this year's budget. We can use that money, as Paula is pointing out, we can actually use that money to then lower the tax rate. In other words, we're giving the money back to the taxpayers, the money that was either received through income or just not spent because we didn't have the need to spend it.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Okay.
So it can either go into the unassigned fund just so we have the cushion, or we can apply it to the tax rate.
Got it. Okay.
As far as the line is there, is that showing the culverts were bought, taken from this line?
No, and that's not right because that's
We did get some money. Okay.
We billed it from the bill that we got. Mm-hmm. So that should be going into coming off of the account.
If we leave it in the income account like it is,
yeah,
then I can put a separate line item here, and when we do this report, we can just say that there's $1,200 or $2,000 in reimbursements.
Okay, because I've billed the 4749.
Mm-hmm.
I've billed this
Gretchen.
Mm-hmm.
The one on Aspen that you did? Yeah, somewhere over there. I thought there was a nice driveway culvert that you did.
So are we done then for
the
year? Does the 1945 reflect everything that's been done so far? And are there more coming? Or
shouldn't be any more coming.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's I want to just touch back on what
do we have all the bills?
Yeah.
So this
year we've noticed an uptick in the amount of construction of new homes. Which I basically didn't ever see coming. And I guess my question to Kelly for next year and to the other two commissioners is, should we be anticipating continued surge in building of new homes and whatever's driving that, whether it be the pandemic, so that we need to think about next year of boosting this number up because we may need driveway culvert going into new properties?
Yeah, but Jay, the homeowner pays for the culverts.
Right. No, exactly. But just from a budgeting standpoint, we would still need to up this number. And, of course, yes, the income will be greater. But we need to at least have this in the budget. We don't want to have the budget fail because we didn't plan for enough driveway culverts that were required.
Are these for driveway culverts?
It's both. There's culverts that...
But you're just saying it doesn't hit the budget, so it doesn't count.
In an audit, it would go against the budget. In this spreadsheet that we did, just for convenience, it is not on here.
I see. Okay. So you're saying it would count.
It doesn't matter. If we put in $10,000 worth of driveway culverts and got $10,000 back for the homeowners, that doesn't affect the $6,000 that's in our culvert budget.
So the $6,000 we have then is?
Was designed for, we did a culvert on Upper Lakeview.
Which is not a driveway culvert.
There.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We did a culvert on
Swayze.
So that's
these
only
are
district road culverts, not
individual
driveway culverts.
Okay.
And there's going to be more of those, so the 6,000
right.
is correct.
Okay.
It's all right now.
Forward.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a bunch of, Kelly, you can explain this better than I can, but we have a lot of metal culverts. Of course, Kelly's pulled up the one underneath Idlewise Drive from Thusis. There were a couple that came out of Business Dock. There's nothing left to the old metal culverts. And we still have a bunch of them sitting in the ground, and it's all probably only 50% of the metals there. They're rotted out from underneath, and I think Kelly should at least plan next year for addressing some of these culverts.
Yep.
Okay.
We can only do so many, though, so the 6,000 would be about our cap.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's what you said last year.
Okay. Gravel for maintenance.
Gravel, we're going to have dribs and drabs, but... again, that was another big cost savings we got from Coleman's this year
So it's probably, we probably won't spend what's remaining, but you'll spend some.
Some.
But you're not spending nothing major.
No.
Okay.
A couple thousand there anyway.
Asphalt?
Asphalt, we approved 14,000 out of the 17 because we anticipate hanging on to some, but if we have all this other savings, we have an asphalt company coming in. I'd love to utilize them for as much as we can. And this is the one I wanted to talk about was that 3,000 we're going to finish off that road.
The bottom of Aspen?
Yeah.
Can we confirm that on Thursday? Let's go through the rest of this to make sure, and then and I think we'll know. I mean,
that's fine.
Yeah, I mean.
Engineering? We're not going to do engineering, so that's...
There's nothing's been spent on this?
Well, and that was one of those, a double-edged sword. You know, we got questioned as, what are you going to use the engineering for? If there was a project that came up this year and we wanted to put it on a warrant article, you got to have somebody engineer the project. So without having the money set aside for an engineering project, you can't get a good bid or a price on
Well, is there anything we're going to need to bid for the next year's warrant?
Not in the next
is there anything
2 months. Not in the next 3 months.
We want to get for next year? Okay.
That is free money right there.
So, dust control other.
That's done.
Yes.
Oh, you spent that. Okay, that's.
And we got reimbursed for some of that, or was that?
We billed last week.
Okay.
$1,875.
$1,800. So we're going to get $1,800 kind of back from Rock House Mountain.
Is that in there though?
To me, that's something that definitely should be reflected in this budget because
we already billed.
We're spending money on a different district.
This money here is what we paid, my understanding, the dust, what we already got, the calcium chloride.
Right.
And he then took some of ours.
Yeah.
But we filled at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I believe that was our budget. And then we got it filled again to do Rock House.
Okay, where do we get that from?
Allstate.
I think I just got a bill.
That's the exact same thing as the culvert.
It just came in. I didn't get to the mail today. So
what we spent is what we used on our own roads. You're saying
the original load that we spent.
The 2183.
Right.
And now we're going to have another bill that's going to take us over on that line item, but we're going to have income to offset.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So this is 2950.
So we're going to be 1,000 over.
That we got charged.
3,000.
Yeah. So,
So we're going to reflect 12. It's going to reflect 8,000 over on here, and then on the income line, you're going to offset half. So we need $1,000.
I can even add another column if you want. We can add another column.
However you
want
to do
which
it.
Is, you know, we spent 2,100, but then subtract.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down 1,000 there though.
Okay.
So next year we might want to put more in there for that.
Yeah, that's one fill up. So. We definitely should have more now. That's actually up than what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
With the dry,
so
it's such a dry...
Yeah, it
yeah it's
so
been
much.
Really dry this year.
Yeah.
Subcontract...
So that we might want to put more in,
yeah.
Put a little up arrow on that.
Subcontract equipment.
Yeah, we're going to be using some of that. That's where we get out, we rent our blower for leaves, and we may have to rent a hammer. We've got to hammer some rock edges that... Typically, bang up plows up in the wintertime.
We did. Yeah, I remember last year there was a lot of asphalt rolling that you had to rent stuff.
Right,
but
we won't be doing
that
this year. So
yeah.
that I'm going to put towards this other project I want to do with breaking up the wing.
Hey, on the line painting, did we not spend? Was $150? All I see here is $15.
It was $15 that we spent.
They went and bought a couple of cans. They bought some spray cans of paint.
$15?
Yeah. It was $14.76 actually. So I'm just going to say that they did a great savings on that because what was it, $100 or $350 for the painting company to come?
There were other things bought, Jay, but it's stuff that we're going to use for other things.
Yeah.
So I didn't go towards that. It's gone to miscellaneous shop equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, the stencil, stuff like that we're going to use for other things. So I think that's how that happened.
So under subcontract, maybe you'll use another 1,000 before the end of the year?
Yep, 1,000, 1,200, something like that.
Plus 1,200. You're keeping good tab?
Oh, sure, yeah. Not probably... Hopefully I can follow. Okay. You're not street lighting?
That's just
not me.
Eversource bill.
I'm done.
Okay. So you're done. Okay. Thank you.
Hope that helps.
Okay.
Oh, it's great. What about the budgets for the warrant article? Does the extra money from those just go into unassigned fund balance?
Yep.
So
if we don't finish it this year, we can carry it forward for one more year.
Right, okay.
So the tight tank, if you look on the bottom of that second page,
yep.
The tight tank, we spent that entirely. That was basically the warrant article amount. Summit, that's...
Take the whole
we've got a little bit more on Summit to go.
I don't want it.
Stuff. DPW, one electrical, that's done. Shakur Pump House, they're working on. They were there for a week last week. We haven't gotten the bill.
Oh.
That was Ian had to do a...
Oh, this is what we spent.
Yeah. And then the new truck, we spent $70,000 out of $108,000.
Oh, okay.
We still have funds available to for the tires and the additional
upgrades. We're going to do a little bit of sanitary.
We're going to spend the rest, $38,000. It's just wrong. We're off. Is that number just really off? 108? Or did you?
Well,
that includes the plow and everything.
The truck was an estimate, and then I got a found a better deal on the truck after the fact, so I went with that.
But did we borrow that much money?
We did.
So what are we doing with the extra money? That we're, I mean, I know you're getting a few more things, but after that, do we pay back part of it?
Yeah, we could pay. We could apply it to the loan.
Right. To the principal. We should talk. Is that a Dinah question we should talk about with Dinah?
Is Dinah on?
Not today, but in the future. I mean,
because the bank asked.
Because that will reduce the interest for next year, right?
Because the bank even questioned it. Said, okay, I need to see substantiation.
I see, okay.
Let you borrow 108. I see the truck. Where's the rest of that coming from?
Okay.
What else are you using that money on? So the bank's looking for that same information.
Okay.
So we may pay down that loan.
Oh, that would be good.
Okay.
Right. And the Bergdorf culvert, the total for the Bergdorf, what did we get? 13,000 was the total warrant article?
I'd like it to be 13.
Okay, well.
So we're missing Bill.
I thought we get down.
Oh, that's where we're going to put Tony's.
Yes, time again.
I thought we got chopped down to 10. Is that true on that warrant?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it is.
Right.
Yep. And we spent three so far with some of the Now, that Phoenix header has not come in yet.
No, I have the estimate.
Okay.
That's how I know it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10.
Okay. Okay. What I should do is I should add the warrant article amount over here too, not just the spent amount, what the total is.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And now I just put down how much we spent on the warrant articles versus how much can we spend.
Got it. Yeah.
What
okay.
Approved or appropriated.
Those are the only warrants we have.
And one of the things that kind of came up talking about budgets is in Madison, they have a policy that any bills that come in after a certain date, they have a date where there's a cutoff, and that's it. Any bills that come in after that, even if it's for the previous year's expenses, they don't count it because you have to have an end somewhere.
Yeah.
And so we had kept things trickling in. We're like, well, what about this? You know, it was...
Well, the thing is, I have always done that. That's why I'm asking, like, do we have all the bills? Is if a vendor doesn't send a bill, you just call them and say, if you don't get your bill in by this date, you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
And tell them to get their bills in. I mean,
and like, you know,
send a letter
on. Come in automatically, whether it's ever.
No, I know that stuff. Yeah.
And the fuel bills.
Yeah.
Like Ian, sometimes he's so busy in December, his December bill doesn't get to us till February.
Yeah, but
so that's
usually he's a month behind.
But we can
not usually 2 months.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
Usually a month
but
behind.
You can also, yeah, I guess.
So I didn't know if that was something we, even maybe just to entertain that if February 15th is going to be our cutoff. And if it comes in after that, it has to go into the 2021 budgeting so that we can.
I thought when the auditor came in January, I thought that's what she said, that the bill's anything.
Yeah, I think you have to set a date.
Yeah.
Like everything ever, anywhere I've ever done.
I think it's usually January, yeah.
Okay, so I'll check with Linda in Madison.
But it shouldn't matter because then the next December you're not going to have a bill. So if you budget for a year's worth of expenses,
right.
It should be fine.
That's true.
Right? I mean,
so Kelly, we, you know, this is kind of discussion. But
what I was going to recommend is that the budget, and as we talked about last year, the budget should reflect our actual budget and try not to somehow come up with a way to capital reserve or something to offset. And it's hard to maintain a budget thinking it could be taken from me at any time. So what if I spent all that ahead? In most places, they get all their gravel in August, and they get all their sand, they get everything because they know that's what they have.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way of maintaining a actual budget.
For example, meaning...
I could buy my sand in August. I could buy my gravel.
Well, I think part of the thing is, I'm saying we should do is if we realize now that we're going to, I'm calculating off the top of my head, I could be wrong, 36,000.
We may come to you in November and say, why don't you buy up some sand and some salt for January, February, March? That way we can lower next year. You know, we don't have to spend so much next year.
Right.
We could do that.
But to think we have to be scared all year that we're going to have to spend that money, there should be another way. It used to be capital reserve that for major repairs.
You're not worrying about taking from the sand budget to fix the truck.
That's
a good idea. Yeah. We had that last year, which was expended, not replenished.
That's something that should be replenished and maintained.
I think Kelly's point, too, is, and I understand exactly what you're saying, if the highway and street budget is that much money, then they should be able to spend all that money and be responsible for it. And unfortunately, the voters approved the total. The line item breakdown is more of a convenience on how we expect that money to be spent.
We can't shift it to water anyway.
The only thing we can't shift it to is water, right?
So it's not like there's a lot of things we can shift it to, but part of it is just knowing that we're not going to go over. That's why we're doing this. Not so much that we can take your money.
If I could get a deal on $6,000 worth of culverts, I have the line item to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I got to get one, get two, it's better to know that I could spend it with that in the back of your head, thinking if the grader did break again, we have that capital reserve. We have something else. So most towns don't go line by line. Majority.
They approve the operating budget at the total dollar value.
Most road agents are given that big number and, maintain it.
Yeah. No, that's, I know that's what you're saying. I get it. And
it's just,
unfortunately,
the district's never been in a place where people like us know enough to maintain a budget.
Yeah. But look what happened last year. You were over substantially, not because of you, but because of all the repairs. We didn't have enough capital reserve money to cover it, so that money ended up coming out of non-highway and street.
But on my final note, as before I run out, if I was included in the budget last year, we would have had a better year. And I'll finish with that.
Okay.
So that's not going to happen again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good one. All right. Thank you. Just one point. I've never worked for a company in 30 years where somebody didn't come to you at the end of the year and said, what can you give back? That's how it works.
Yeah.
Everybody always has. That doesn't mean you don't manage it during the year, but you always have to give back.
Yeah.
Well, you spend it for the sake of spending it.
Tell you what, Paula. The job that I had, I called on a lot of colleges in Maine. And in December, it was a feeding frenzy of those maintenance people spending money.
I know that. I know that.
So they say, look, if I have $20,000 in my budget and I don't spend it, next year they go, you only need 15, you're only going to get 15. So they do. They do.
But I think the question is how much do you really need? Like, do we really have the right amounts in here long term? Are these the right numbers? That's the question. I think that's what Kelly's sort of saying, because his point is, like, is if really everything's padded so that you can pay for stuff that should be in a reserve account or somewhere else, then you don't have the right numbers.
Yeah. But as Mary Alice said at one of the meetings, why don't you have a little contingency fund?
Right.
And you don't. You can't.
It's got to be in a capital reserve fund. Right.
You can't have, a miscellaneous of, say, $8,000.
Right.
It'd be nice if the voters approved miscellaneous $10,000 because unexpected expenses.
Right.
And, if this building caught on fire and the insurance company, there's a whole bunch of things.
I know, but you can't. I mean, there's only so much you can do, but I think you can have contingencies. That's the point.
Right. I wanted to bring up the point that Kelly was saying is that he should be able to spend down his budget line items, the sand, gravel, et cetera, and just stockpile them, because that's what was allocated. Now, that would be fair to say that in a year where you have substantial capital reserve funds for something like a grader for the 550, but as we all know, and let's remember this and keep this in mind, we have zero in most of our capital reserve funds. And that's a very dangerous position to be in. If we have the unexpected failure, we have to dip into the budget. So I would not advocate this year going and buying as many culverts as we can simply because there's money in the line item. On December 27th, we could have a major catastrophe with a vehicle, and we just would not have the money to fix it because we've already spent money on culverts and sand. So let's just be careful this year because of that.
And that's really the only thing that could happen. I mean, obviously, if there's a fire, we have insurance to cover something like that. If it's a water main break, that comes out of our water budget, and we do have water capital reserve funds available. So the vehicle is really, the vehicles would be really the only major thing that could impact the budget, a failure in the vehicles.
Okay, so let's go. Where do you want to start? On the first page? Just go through.
Sure.
Salaries for officers, that should be fine.
Yeah,
2/3.
Yeah.
Salaries for administration, we should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
50%. Bonus, we won't talk, that doesn't discuss at this point. Supplies, mm-hmm. We got a lot left over here. Supplies like paper and printer ink and
mm-hmm. yeah.
stuff like that. So there might be a little bit left over here, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to anticipate if we have money somewhere.
Yep.
I'm going to say 500. Printing dues, ads,
yeah.
quite a bit here. What is this all for?
I think this is a whole bunch of things. It's our weekly QuickBooks fees for, all right, bi-weekly QuickBooks fees for doing the payroll. So we
okay.
pay 14 cents or 20 cents per week. So we do a lot of that. What else is in there, Donna?
The printing, that would be like the postcards that was sent out.
Well, we pay all the water bills. Like, we send out all the water bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
We send out all the certified letters.
It's kind of low, though.
Okay.
And I think in prior years it was lower. I feel like maybe, did you guys bump this up because you thought you'd want to do more postcards and mailings this year? Or do you think it's just low because it's
I don't think it was that much lower last year.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that went into there. When we did the online payments for
right.
the water bills, they could pay credit cards. There was a couple, Rhonda's fee was, what, $800 or a couple hundred bucks? Rhonda.
We spent a lot on Rhonda.
Yeah,
we're not going to spend all this money, this $2,500 that's left over.
Hopefully
not. We can look and see what the recurring charges are.
I mean, I'm just trying to say it right now. I'm going to just say 1,000 of that's not going to get spent. That's pretty.
I say we spend most of it.
You
so
think we're going to spend $2,500 by the
3 months?
On what?
I mean, it's just a couple hundred dollars a month anyway. $600, $800 a month. It'll be $800 for the.
For what?
Because then they do the year end, all the W-2s and all the year end tax forms and.
That's for five people though.
I don't know what that costs to be
you
honest.
You only spent $3,300 in 9 months.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't make any sense that all of a sudden you're going to go spend $2,500 in 3 months. It doesn't work out. That's all.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. If there's something coming we don't know about or you haven't gotten the bills.
Yeah.
But, we'd do all the public notices for the, if we do a public hearing, for the budget hearing.
Yeah, the, like the Conway
that.
Sun,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
which now not for anything we could.
Yep. I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Equipment and maintenance. I think we just haven't done as much this year, to tell you the truth. Equipment and maintenance.
Yeah, so we're over on that.
What is this again?
The phones.
Yeah.
We upgraded the
right.
memory for the computers, upgraded
yep,
the
yep.
phones.
We had to.
Battery.
Yeah, the battery pack died, so Andrew.
Hopefully we're done with this.
Yeah.
Was that also.
Add those two together.
Yeah.
Travel
conference. Oh. Wait a minute. On the equipment and maintenance, was there costs involved when we charged the water bills and we got charged a small fee for transacting a credit card? Was that also in this number?
I believe that could be in the one above it.
The one above? Okay.
Printing, dues, and ads?
It was just a miscellaneous kind of thing for the bank service charge.
Okay. Travel conference. We didn't spend anything there.
Anywhere.
Wait, am I looking at the right one? Audit. Okay, so the audit, there's nothing left really.
Mm-hmm.
Telecommunications. What is that? Where the
should
is that,
that
where all Andrew's stuff is should be
no,
going?
That's the call centric and the there's nothing.
Combo?
Yeah, why is that not?
Where's call centric going? Is call centric going into that printing?
That why printing?
And look at that account. There's a lot of stuff. I remember looking at that a while back. And there's a lot of different things going into that cost line item.
What printing dues?
Yeah, a lot of things.
Like our checks. That's where I put that, that I have to order
checks.
What about the money for the web page, the yearly fee?
That would go under subscriptions, I would think.
And then Carbonite backup.
Okay, the way the call centric is it's a split, goes into government telephone between the water and the general government. So maybe that's in a wrong thing.
Yeah, so maybe. Oh, because there's a telephone down here. The telephone in the general government and buildings at $202.
That's where it goes into
general government buildings.
Okay. Yeah.
Buildings.
So what are we? What's the telecom?
I mean, isn't it just a phone bill? Why wouldn't it all go into telecommunications?
Because it's part of the operating. There's two, like when we split an account, it's going to.
There's a telephone line.
Yeah.
It goes there. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know why we need the telecommunications up here if we never. I don't know what that's for.
We can go back and look at previous years and see what got posted to it in years past.
So we've got 1,000.
The radios would have gone under high.
Well, as we're going at this point, based on what we're spending, we're going to have about 700 or 800 left over there.
Mm-hmm.
Or 900. Wait a minute.
I don't have a thing.
Well, I just figured maybe we'll spend a little more, but maybe not that much. What is safety? Is that the stuff you're doing?
Yeah, that was for the Department of Labor. And basically, Kelly did most of the stuff himself. He had to buy our fire extinguisher.
So that will go in there?
That's in there, 113.
Oh, we already paid for that? We're not going to spend anything else in there, are we?
Correct. I think it's a good idea to keep that, because if those guys need hard hats or safety vests or cones or...
But right now, we might have 1,500 left over, 1,400 maybe. I mean,
yes.
We're not going to have all that.
Correct. We're not going
to
do that.
I'm not moving anything. I'm just, trying to identify where the money is right now.
All right.
I mean, basically, in administration right now...
56%.
Why is it showing we're over by 7,000? Oh, I'm in legal. I'm sorry. I'm looking at legal. Wait. Oh, the salaries. That's why.
The telecom account was where Nancy put in all the always on call. That was our answering system.
We don't have anymore, right?
So we don't have that anymore.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Do you hear that, Jay?
Yeah.
So that was the old on call service that was budgeted for the year. But are we going to be? We're good this year, but are you thinking of doing something that's going to cost the district for next year? Is that what you and Ron and Andrew kind of were working on?
Yeah. There may be a cost, but it actually will be substantially much less than what the on call was.
The on call. Okay. All right. So that's what that was on call. Okay.
Okay.
So safety. That's all we're going to spend this year on safety.
All right. Legal's the big nut for us.
Yep.
We're over. So, and that's going to be probably 10 to 12,000 over by the time we're done, is my guess.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to. That's the money we've got to come up with. I mean. And all the other stuff should be.
Yeah,
workers' comp was at 97%. And Social Security was.
Yeah, well, they're both. So back up. So on legal stuff, we'll just have to keep an eye and make sure we know in November, early December, what outstanding bills there may be from the attorneys.
Yeah, and just make
sure. January.
We have to figure out where else in here we're going to. Not that we have to change this, but how that's going to be.
I don't know if you can.
Not to change. You could put a new one in saying anticipated spending.
Okay.
You can create a new column that says anticipated actuals,
right?
And
I think
that
we have to discuss the anticipated. I'm thinking that if we have to go to small claims with, several of these homeowners and not pay their water bill, that's going to cost some money. And then I don't think there's maybe, unless we get judgment on those small claims and then those people, I don't know what the time frame is after small claims judgment. But if it's a 30-day period where the homeowner has to pay and they don't, then we initiate another action, which would be a lien. And so we should anticipate those costs for this particular calendar year for this budget.
Okay. How do we find out what that costs?
Well, it's $90 to file a small claims lien.
Right.
So that we have to pay up front.
We did get a letter from the bank.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did I go with that one?
That was several years past due.
You might have. I just didn't.
Yeah.
So the bank is looking to pay off any existing expenses.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
So we may get that check from the bank.
Yeah.
I guess the question here, I mean, all I'm saying is for right now, I'd be looking to find another $8,000 minimum.
Okay.
I mean, no, $15,000. We're going to have to turn up $15,000 somewhere.
For
legal. Because we're already $7,500.
Yep.
And we don't have his bills from last month probably yet. So we're looking at 4 months worth of bills. And we've already overspent by $7,000. I'm just being really on the upside saying.
And you could spend another $7,000 between now and the end of the year.
We don't know. So yeah, okay.
We anticipate seven worst case.
I'm anticipating $15,000 overage here.
Okay. Which we're already $7,500, so another $7,500.
That's best guess.
Okay.
In terms of all the benefits stuff, the only one that everything looks percentage wise okay except for workers' comp.
Well, that's because that's an annual bill.
Okay.
So that paid for the whole year.
And then I don't spent unemployment insurance.
So unemployment insurance, we had budgeted $5,000 a year or $4,000
right.
a year. And then every year, if the unemployment insurance company has a profit because there were so few
yes.
claims, they refunded money back
okay.
to us. And for like 4 years, it just sat there. So this year, they send us the money. They send us a check for $5,300.
But we don't have any budget money. So shouldn't there have been money put in for a budget?
We knew that we were getting the money back. We knew last year that they were going to send us a check for $5,000. So for the coming year, we do need to put a budget line item in.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hang up?
Yeah. He'll call back.
Yeah.
So,
but won't there still be an expense even though you're getting money back?
No, they deducted this year's premium, and we still got $5,300.
Oh, got you. Okay.
But you're right. If there was, we should put
$400 expense. That was all. That makes total sense. Okay, New Hampshire retirement.
So we should, for next year, we need to know what that amount of money is.
Yeah.
Because we got our check of $5,300.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, can we spend that $5,300? Should it even be a negative in our operating budget?
I don't know why not. I mean, but I don't know. Maybe there's a municipal. That's a question for who?
For Catherine, yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's not like the culvert. You know, we got a culvert for you. You just reimburse us. It's not that kind of one-on-one thing.
Right.
And the same thing might happen with health insurance. We don't, in October, it's a good thing to know. So ask Catherine about that. The unemployment insurance reimbursement, and there's a potential that we're going to get $2,000 back from Health Trust, which is our medical insurance for the employees.
Oh, yeah.
For the same reason.
We
may get $2,000 back by the end of the year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we post that, basically?
And then New Hampshire retirement, that seems right.
And that's exactly 11% of the employee salary.
Yeah. Okay.
And
we did get
reimbursement for that last December's 2019. Remember, they canceled when they were helping me
they deleted
the whole thing.
Yeah.
But then they charged, like they took it out of Nancy's, which they shouldn't have because she had stopped working.
Oh, okay.
So we just got that refund
last.
So it was like $300 and something.
Okay. Now is that already posted as of last week when we did this? This is as of 9/24.
I'm
just curious. We're okay number wise.
Jason.
Yeah. Jay, you still there? Oh,
yep.
Okay, call back.
Yeah. Last year for a little while.
Yeah, 9/21.
Okay, so we've got to wait for that. Okay.
Okay, so I just wanted to let you know that came from.
All those numbers, Social Security and the New Hampshire retirement, are just factors of the total salaries.
Yep, okay. So we're good there. Government buildings, we're at 86% of the 15,000. I don't know what this is. A lot of money. Is this for like what else goes in here? Buildings and grounds. What was this for?
It's for the garage doors. That was
okay.
a good thing. That was almost
$38,000.
Are we anticipating much else here then?
No. And then it was.
So we should be.
The only thing is Tiddly. Yeah.
Docks.
No, the docks came out of the Parks and Recreation.
Okay. So what else came under buildings and grounds, Donna?
So we should be okay here.
Period.
Why did we budget
$4,000 for outhouses?
For what? Outhouses?
Outhouses pumping $4,000.
So that was already paid out of here.
Oh, that wasn't part
of it. It's just amazing that we budgeted so much for this. Like, what did we think was going to come out of here if we didn't know?
Well, we were thinking about having to tear down the outhouses and maybe go with a porta potty.
Ah, yeah, okay. All right.
Now, I don't know why that wouldn't have been Parks and Recreation.
So we have the overhead doors, the outhouses, the elite doors. Modern Pets comes out of here.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Something for Chip Johnson.
He did electrical work for the lights.
The elite doors was $6,000.
That's for the garages? What's that for?
Yeah.
$6,000 for the overhead doors? That was more like
The garage doors.
$62,000 actually. It was $3,000 for the deposit and $632,000.
Oh, really?
I mean, we're going to have to really look at what that's going to be next year, I think, too. But let's not worry about that.
Okay.
So we're in good shape on this one.
The camper was $500.
Oh, the camper was $500.
Okay.
So where's the parks? I never can find Parks and Recreation.
I'm going to assume we might have a little bit of this left. I'm just going to take $1,000.
Parks and Recreation's right there. Okay.
Propane, I think we're good. Propane's really cheap this year.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity. So all these were in good shape, and were underspend a little because I think everything's just cheaper this year. Engineering also, there's no, we spent $250 on something.
Water. That's under the water budget anyway.
Yes.
Okay. And again, that was the same philosophy. Is if we were going to do something.
That makes sense.
You know, you need engineering money to get bids to get to.
So we're going to have some money left over here. Because, I mean, I know we'll have propane bills, but we're not going to spend all that money, I can't imagine. The propane's $1.48 this year. We're going to have some electric money, it looks like. Although once they start pumping the new thing, maybe.
For the Rhinox.
I'm just going to...
That's general buildings.
I'm making some estimates for myself, just like rough numbers of how much we might have left over there.
Okay.
Insurance, why is this liability insurance we're overspent on?
Because of the bill was anticipated.
But it's paid.
There's no more.
And it's for the year.
And this other one, the deductible. We may be able to offset that because basically...
We budgeted for a deductible. Right, because when the truck
Pay
the deductible.
But if we don't have any claims,
that's
basically good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's true. 850 under, 939 over. So, yep.
The bonds.
Mm-hmm.
We've paid whatever we're going to pay there, so we're pretty good shape.
Next year, we're definitely going to have to get the Reinhardt tank.
This is if you want to talk about the Reinhardt tank thing. We can come back to that at the end.
And then the water loan. We've paid some interest on the bottom section there, the loans, and then we're going to be borrowing one more chunk from that loan, and then that'll finalize principal and interest going forward.
So the Jungfrau, I'm going down to interest now, the Jungfrau Main, we paid that off, right?
That's paid off.
Yeah.
So we've got that savings, but we can't, this is money we probably can't spend, right? Or is this part of our general budget?
Yeah, we budgeted $4,000 and we spent $3,900 on the payment.
No, I'm talking about interest. I'm sorry, I moved down.
Interest, we budgeted $300 and it ended up being
$34.
Yeah. Okay. Raider, the truck.
So, yes, you can. This money is our operating budget.
What about
money.
The truck? We've only spent $780.
And on the new truck.
Is that the new truck? We should call it like the 2020 truck or something, so we know which one it is.
So this has to be the
That's the interest only for the first year of the
I remember
truck.
The 12 months.
Right. This is the new truck.
This
2019.
Is, yeah.
And we haven't paid anything.
Okay.
We just paid the interest. It was the
first year.
For the
and
first
it was only
year.
$400. It was $780. It wasn't $1,200, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know where the $780.
No, it's $12.
It was $12, I believe.
Yeah,
Am I reading the wrong thing?
You haven't paid anything.
No, we've only spent $780. Where did that number come from?
Yeah.
That number is wrong, guys.
on the last column.
See the total combined? Mm-hmm. Where that 780 is coming from somewhere. It's pulling something. Something's wrong in the calculation.
Okay, maybe. Oh, that 780. Oh, okay.
See what I'm looking at?
Yeah. Okay, no, I'll fix that.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Okay.
But there's something hidden. Yeah.
It should be zero.
That's why I was confused. Okay.
Now, what about the 28, the truck that we got last year?
Didn't we pay for that with the interest, with the insurance money?
Yes.
You're right.
Yep. Something, I don't know.
You're right.
So that was a cash out buyout.
The
last year's truck.
Yes.
Okay, because that was a question Catherine had for me. And that was paid with the insurance money from the fire of the other truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's true. Yep.
Excellent. Good to know
about that.
All right.
So we have not gotten a payment yet. So that's 780. I'll fix that. That's a calculation you write.
Yeah. There's actually
something.
So we didn't pay.
Where's the interest? I don't have an interest for the new truck come here, so where'd that 780 come from?
No, that was probably a math mistake.
Formulation.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry. I may have physically typed it in.
Oh,
and
I see.
And make it a formula. So.
And check yours versus the one I did. Maybe I did it when I was doing some other. I could have done it by mistake when I was, moving stuff.
No, it's online.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And Donna, if you could check it on August, we had a $1,600 interest payment on the bridge loan for the Reinhardt tank when we canceled out the bridge loan and we.
Shouldn't that go here or not?
It was here and now it's not. So I'm not sure. I didn't see it on the P&L.
Okay, so...
I don't remember how you did that. I guess not for budgeting purposes.
Okay.
We'll have to figure out...
I think Catherine was... Okay.
I didn't see it anywhere on any of the. The only thing I thought that maybe I got put into the that 960-239 for the. I'll say that.
Yeah.
So remember in August we had that money in a line item separate.
We'll have to figure
that.
We'll
look at the Reinhardt Tank Warren article amount. See if it's there.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the other thing we'll have to do is on the Warren articles, how much we've spent on the Reinhardt project. We've got $962.39.
Mm.
We probably should separate that because the Warren article is only for $869,400.
Yeah.
And yes, we've spent more, but that's because of the grant money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
And that. That is separated by accounts. Remember, you wanted me to check if we needed a new account or not.
That's the cash account.
Yes.
So this is when we spent the money, we paid for it out of the right account.
Yeah.
But we were posting it to the Reinhardt warrant article.
Okay.
And that shouldn't be more than $869,400 because that was the appropriated amount.
Okay.
So we'll probably have to set up another account. Just thinking, if we do it, so say we spent, $1 million, but we got $295 back in income from the state.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to. I'd ask Catherine that.
Okay.
The warrant article is only for $869,400. We're going to spend $1 million, but we've gotten reimbursement from the state. So should that be how to account for that?
Well, remember, there was money that was set aside out of the Capital Reserve Fund that needed to be spent as well.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting, Jay? What's interesting is the three disbursements that we have right now.
Oh, that's what I meant to ask.
We got $66,000 the first time. We got $108,000, which was our August payment, which we should be getting any day now. And then I believe the third disbursement
is 72-something.
72-something? Okay.
I might have to say 121.
Because I thought it was...
72,029,58.
Okay. So, because I thought he had $300,000 worth of bills on that third one.
Okay.
And I just did the math on it. Okay. So, 72. So, how much is... we still... we had 66, 1, 2, 3, plus 108, 1, 2, 3, plus... So 72. 246. 246, yeah. Equals. Yes. So there's only $49,000 left in grant money. So it's possible that with the last set of bills and the reimbursements, that the way that the state calculates, Chris mentioned it early on, and I kind of caught what he was saying, that they may, we may not have to spend the full 1.249 to get the 295.
Oh, it's not a percentage?
It is. It's supposed to be.
But they may actually.
But we did one disbursement, and it came up to 103, and the state came back and said, no, you're getting 108. Right.
Okay, okay.
So we may not have to, because there's a lot of contingency money too that hasn't been spent yet.
Mm. Okay.
There's almost $100,000 in no, I lied about that. The contingency was...
Yeah, it was over 100.
Was it over 100?
Yeah, 111, I think. 113, somewhere around there.
149, 123. So there was 150,000 in contingency, and we've only spent, I'd say, 3, 4, 5,000 of it.
So are we gonna, we're not going to do that this year, though, with the weather. There's no, we can't do any more big water projects.
No.
Are we going to do it next year?
The Upper Lakeview PRV pit, the only thing that we'll probably do. But that didn't come out of, that came out of the Dawson's quote, right, Jay? That came out of the 671.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The PRV pit. So, yeah, so we'll have funds available.
If we want to spend them.
If we want to spend them for next year on projects.
Okay,
yeah,
let's
so
keep going. Okay, so on the next page. Or for the one I'm using.
Page two.
So regional associations, looks like we just didn't budget enough here.
Yeah, that was, we belonged to NHMA.
Yeah.
And I guess because of all the phone calls, they upped our rate last year.
So we got to come up with the 500 year to cover that, and we're next year we'll
know. Yeah, that should be the last
thing. Miscellaneous training checklist, looks like we're pretty close here.
Those are the two, the ladies that do the voting for us and do the ballot.
Oh, okay, got it.
Okay.
We highways and staff, in terms of, we talked about all this, right?
Yeah.
Full time,
mm-hmm.
We're okay. We're okay. And then we talked about the part time and the overtime. So,
mm-hmm. And then street lighting, part. And then
we did all the next two sections.
So, the other question, Jay, is because there's been a few more weeks of delay in getting the grant money, if we have to go to a TAN loan, can we do that now? Can we apply for a TAN loan at any point in time?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Okay, because I thought before, one of the first things we did in the beginning of 19 is Dinah had to get that application in. And
just a little low on cash, is that the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah. When did the other disbursement come, like in terms of...
Like right away.
Yeah, that one was... did they tell us when... Did we call somebody to find out when we're getting...
Well, she reached out to Chris, and she meant to ask him today.
Oh, okay.
He knew.
Yeah, he filed it... June. But we got that July
2nd. Well, if we need to do a TAN loan, we have a little money for interest. It's not a big deal.
So it's $300 to apply for it,
okay.
And then whatever we borrow.
We probably wouldn't need it for long.
Right. Okay. Yeah, last year we needed like...
It took 3 days.
3 days. We don't know when the time is.
What about parks and recreation?
So
we've got a lot of money left over.
And I think, Parks and Recreation, maybe we should have put the outhouse cleaning there instead of general government building.
Oh, I see.
And that would have balanced that out a little bit.
So we just got to keep that in mind for next year.
Okay.
I mean, we
do
should
you
have
want
those things.
Switch
you,
that?
You know, I think we should switch that. The outhouse cleaning definitely should go to Parks and Recreation. It shouldn't be general government
How much
building.
Was it, 4,000? So it'll be a little over there?
Was the outhouse cleaning three?
I think you're right. I agree.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right.
If you can move it.
Yeah, and it made more sense to put it under there. Yeah, she can, in 2 seconds, do it.
Otherwise, we don't know where it is.
It was 3,000.
Yep. So
change that to pass.
Yep, I would do that. Yep.
And we put, did we put, is this where we put the cost for what's her name? Or just that go under part time staff?
Gina?
Yeah.
It's just part time.
Yeah.
That's why part time staff is so high. It's at 85% probably because of Gina.
Does she go in? Well, under administration. No, does she go under? She goes under administration salary, or she go under Parks and Rec, Gina?
Part time, I think.
No, because you're part time and Lynn's part time.
By the way, I think I didn't say anything because I was in the car and I was distracted last week when you guys were talking about it, and I think I would leave it the way you decided. But having her clean till Columbus Day, I think in the past she's cleaned till Labor Day, and then they stop, they close them. But I could be wrong about that. I think it's fine. There's a lot of people up here kayaking and stuff, so it's probably okay.
If you're out there all for 2 hours and having a couple of sodas or drinks and water and you get out.
Yeah, people have still been using the beaches, I think. But yeah. I think in the future, most of the years, you can close them at Labor Day
again.
It's on the...
I think Gina might be under just under administrative salary.
Okay.
Well, it's... The part-time administrative right. salary was Nancy.
Right.
So.
But I think on here it's all not together.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, okay. So we talked street lighting. What is there any need for more money there?
It's just.
That's just bulbs.
Yeah. We were hoping to put another light on Idlewild Beach by those outhouses.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of complaints about kids hanging around there at night and going into the outhouses and creating a mess and doing whatever.
We're not
so
going to do that.
We're hoping
this year.
To get another street light there.
We're not going to do that this year.
So we're going to add the 3,000 to that. So that'll make that more like 4. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we'll have some money left in street lighting.
And I think we're doing very well on the water too. I mean, Ian's had very little.
So in the water budget, electricity is low. Testing. Did we just not get the money for the testing yet? Because we just did it. We're just doing it this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dad, I dropped off yesterday.
Yeah.
Repairs.
I just did get something for the...
We can't move any of this money anyway
no.
to the highway, so no. the fact that we're at 65%, it doesn't seem like we're going to need to come up with money for anything.
The water monitoring, that's Ian, right? That's the CNC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think the water budget is fine.
No.
So what I came sort of up with is, I think legal's the big nut we have to think, plus there's this equipment and maintenance or admin.
Yeah.
17. So we're going to be over by, I've got about 18,000 around total overages. And I think the savings for that is going to mostly come out of.
There's two engineering line items, one for 2,500 and one for 5,000.
Yeah, it's mostly going to come out of Kelly's budget, which I think we're fine on. Because I've got him as being under by 36,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we just have to, I mean, I think it would be okay to let him spend all the asphalt money. We can talk about that on Thursday.
Yeah, I agree.
You guys agree?
Because you know what? When you pave a road and you end it in the middle,
yeah.
all that traffic going by, it's just going to bust it all up. It's really...
But you should have said that last week because he kind of said, well, I can 14's enough. And then he's like, no, I want 17. Like,
I know. Be more... Yeah, I know.
Just... If that's what he's going to spend it on.
And that's the other thing that was kind of a discussion about the truck. That Ford 550, all they did, that's the old Ford, all they did was 2 years complain about how dangerous that truck was, it was unsafe, I wouldn't put anybody in it. Now they're going, maybe we'll keep it as a spare truck. If it was that horrible of a truck, because you know how we campaigned for that, so it's kind of surprising. They said, well, I think we might, maybe we'll keep
it. But it's pretty fun, I mean, it's pretty amazing that like the budget got cut in the annual meeting.
Well,
and you guys did a good job of resetting
it. It technically didn't get cut. It's
okay.
The same budget as last year. And what they cut out was the $56,000 that we put in the budget for the Reinhart payment.
Okay.
But
So where's that coming
from? But because we didn't spend it at all in 19, the money's still sitting in that reserve for capital expenditures account. So the money didn't get spent in 19. Even though it was appropriated in 19.
That was for 9. That's for the first year's payment.
Right, but we did not spend anything. So that money lapsed
And it's still going to pay 56 this year.
Yeah.
But it doesn't come out of here?
So, no. So, it got put into this capital outlay. So, in 2018,
okay.
that was the value. And then, I don't need to get so close to
no,
in 2019,
okay.
the auditor upped it to that. So, that money, we've asked Catherine to verify
okay.
that. So the money's still sitting there for the first year's payment. And we have not made a payment.
Are we done? Are you still there, Jay?
Yeah, I am. I'm still here.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to call into it.
Oh. Okay. So that
we're going to lose it.
Okay. I think we'll be done in 6 minutes.
We'll be done in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I'll read through his notes.
Okay, so basically, I talked to Catherine at length yesterday about this whole issue. And so
he's saying in 2021 the first payment on the bond is due. So that's a principal payment.
There's two payments due. There's two payments due in 2021. And that amortization schedule showed that those two numbers together, there's a payment in February and there's a payment in September.
Right.
And it's $76,000 total.
Right.
I don't know where we came up with the 81, but $76,000 is going to be the payment for the full year of 2021.
Okay.
And the warrant article said that we would raise and appropriate the $869,400 and $56,100 and whatever for the first year's payment.
Right.
And we will be over that on the first year.
Okay.
Now, the first year is technically this year.
Right.
And we did make a payment, and it was for interest only on the bridge loan. So I asked Catherine, well, technically, is this the first year? It was interest that we paid on.
Right.
And she said, well, it was really interest you paid on getting the loan. But I don't think it was. Getting the loan would be like the legal fees and all of that. I mean,
right.
it was money we got. We got $388,000 of the $869 this year, and we paid interest on it of $1,600.
Okay.
So technically, is this the first year of the loan? We got the money in August.
Right.
And we've had it for the whole year, 5 months. So go ahead, Jay.
The first year of the loan would be in 2019, where we did raise $59,142. So we did raise through taxes that amount of money. We
didn't
spend it.
Right, but,
so
but the way the warrant article says is, and appropriate $59,000
for
the first year's payment.
Right.
So,
but that number, is that actually the number? Has that been confirmed? Didn't that come from Dinah?
No, that number was on the
warrant.
But what is the actual first year's interest payment that we have to pay this
year? It's principal interest. Do we come $76,000 because of the financing with the 15 years with the
And is that the 236 minus the 152?
No, because we didn't know what the first year's payment was going
to
be.
Do we have the money to pay that whatever you just said it was?
Well, it'll be in on 2021's budget.
Oh, but you just said first year goes is this year.
But
well,
we paid the 16.
We paid $1,600, and so Jay, so Catherine is saying, well,
I'm so lost.
No, you're not. You're not because we were too.
Yeah.
So basically, what is the first year's payment? Is the first year's payment considered in 2019? The $1,600 that we paid on interest only for the bridge loan, which we got $388,000 in advance, it was the loan, as far as I'm concerned.
It wasn't in 19; it was in 20.
No,
that's the breakdown.
We didn't get any money last year.
In 2020, I'm sorry, in 2020.
Okay.
So is technically 2020 the first year? I mean, I think it is. Catherine's going, well, it's not. Well, it wasn't a payment; it was. Interest. It's just going to be a matter of whether you consider 2020 the first year's payment.
Well, it is technically the first year. And then any year after that, the commissioners have the authority to negotiate the bond, which we
So we're only worried about
the $15,000
That tells all this stuff about this project, has all these numbers on one spreadsheet that where you can, even if it's different sections, it tells like one, what is it?
I'm sorry.
This information plus this information. It just, I wouldn't have any of this information. Like, what is the information? Where's all this information?
Well, this information came from the auditor's report.
Okay.
And we didn't know until Jay's the one that sort of, after reading the auditor's report, said, well, what about that $60,000? We didn't raise it. It shouldn't just lapse into unassigned fund, which means it was because it was for a special loan.
Right.
That
so
it was set aside
for
whenever we need it.
Right.
And of course, I'm learning this as we go along, too. But then the issue is that they're going to question how come the first year's payment is going to be $76,000 when it should be $56,000 or $59,000.
Well, that's for 2021, and this is the first year you're saying.
Well, it depends if you consider.
This doesn't have the $59,000 on it, though.
No, well, that's
there's one other thing to make this even more confusing. Jay, you'll remember this. So at the annual meeting in 2019, when Adam and I got elected, on the floor, they changed the amendment for the tank. They raised the total amount from 600 and something to 869. They raised the payment from 44,000 to 59,000. Ralph said to me, and Adam and Nancy confirmed it, he did his math wrong. It should have been 66. So that was an error on the warrant article for the 869. Because they kept going, how did he come up with that money? And Ralph said it to me, to my face, going down the stairs. Oh, by the way, I made there was a mistake on the payment. So
in the 2019 annual meeting, we got 869 approved, 59 was approved for the first year payment.
That's what the voters approved.
Did not spend it.
Correct.
So we took the 59 at the end of the year, and the auditor put it in this special.
We believe that's the case.
Why can't
the
auditor tell us that?
We need to know her worksheet. We have to see her worksheet, how she made that transaction.
That's the committed for capital outlay?
Yes.
Why is it a 152?
That's 2018.
So the difference between 2019 and 2018 is 80.
So there were other monies. Maybe there were loans that we had to pay. I'm not sure. We need to see her worksheet, how she came up with that.
Did someone ask her for that?
Catherine was the treasurer for Madison, and she understands that language.
So 84,000.
Yep.
So
of which we believe 59,142 is part of that.
84 moved to committed.
Yes.
For capital outlay. Why did she change the non-spendable committed? She just changed the name of it. Okay. Committed. And so now it's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
What are we paid actually this year? So
$1,634 interest only.
That was something different though.
No,
that was the payoff of the bridge loan.
Yeah, but that wasn't accounted for in any of the warrant articles. Like we didn't really.
No, but that was the payment that we made. We took in advance basically.
No, I understand. Okay.
The bridge loan. Okay.
So what else are we gonna have to pay before the end of the calendar?
Nothing
here.
Nothing.
So really in 2020. So then in 2021, what are we gonna have to pay? That's the 76,000. The 76,000.
Yep. So it's a matter of semantics. What is the first year's payment?
Yeah.
And because the warrant article said the first year's payment was 59.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're saying so, but the other option is just to raise 76 next year.
Yeah. We can legally, if 76.
But then you're going to have all this committed money that you haven't spent just sitting here. Where does this go? You've double raised. I mean, to me, if I'm a citizen, I'm like, well, I already gave you the 59.
Right, which they did.
And now you're asking me for 76.
But 59 is for the first year.
But we didn't spend it.
We didn't spend it.
Right.
The question becomes, this is where I don't understand. I know there's a lot of law issues involved. What I would say is, what I would ask for is 76 minus the 59, or minus the 59 minus the 1600. That's what we need to pay next year's, because we've already raised the 59. And if it's sitting somewhere and it's sitting in here, that what we
good
need
point.
For the what we
mm-hmm.
actually now need, because the first year has changed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not 59 anymore. It's now 76 because we didn't take the loan back in 2019, right?
Yeah.
Right, so the first year is the 2020. So whatever we paid this year towards the project, towards the bond, it's basically covered by the $59,142. So we're well under. Now you can, obviously the bond was negotiated in 2020, so we have a whole new payment because we have whole new terms that were created by that negotiated bond. You guys still there? The phone is on, but I don't hear your voices, period. The phone is on, but I don't hear your voices, period. The phone is on, but I don't hear your voices, period.
Are you guys still there?